Hello, everyone, and welcome to Dark Horse Metaphysical Musings. I am your host, Psychic Luna Hacker of the Hudson Valley. I own a little shop called Luna Enchanted in Marlborough, New York, and I am the psychic to the Woodman in the Morning show of K104. I have a wonderful person on the line. I have a good friend, a sister, and a fellow psychic spiritualist person. I have the beautiful Sharon Foster joining me today for my first show. Welcome, Sharon, and thank you.
Thank you, Luna. It's a pleasure to be on the radio. It's been a while.
Thank you for coming on. So this is our first show, and we're kind of going to be ironing out the kinks, I guess you could say. We don't have anything scripted. We didn't even decide what we're really going to talk about. It's just general spiritual talking. So, Sharon, why don't you tell them a little bit about yourself for people that don't know you?
Well, there's a lot to tell, but I'll start out as I was born into a family that, you know, that they're very highly spiritual people. Some would consider them to be prophetic. Some would consider them to be psychic. I like to be right in the middle to call myself a spiritual counselor or consultant, which I do angel and oracle readings as well as healing sessions. I do what's called Living Light Blessings, which is a healing modality. And I also do etheric surgery, some mediumship, little things like that. But it all started out for me as a child. I used to have a lot of prophetic dreams. I would wake up and tell, you know, my parents about it, and they never tried to shun me from telling what I saw. So it encouraged me to continue to use my gifts. And we would go to church, and they would have me kind of do devotional service where I had to read a scripture, and I would just open the Bible up, and whatever scripture came is what I read, and typically that's what they preached on. And then I went to SUNY New Paltz. I went to college upstate New York, and having a lot of spiritual experiences, but, you know, being raised in a Christian background, I was always told, you know, the psychic world was not of God. But I had too much curiosity. I said, to have all these gifts and these powers, why should, you know, we be afraid of the gifts that God has given us? And, you know, I began to expand more and more when I was in college, is where I met Luna. And then I married my husband and moved here to North Carolina and studied under a teacher named Wanda Boone, and which I delved more into the spiritual world and was always into self-help books and things of that nature, and found other teachers to study under, and then finally decided to start teaching myself. And I did my first classes right out of Luna's shop. So that's a little bit about me in a nutshell.
Yes, you did. Yes. Well, wonderful. So we decided, kind of spur of the moment, I used to do Blog Talk Radio in the past. This is the first time I'm actually moderating it, but I was a part of a show for quite a while, and it was a wonderful experience. But I've decided to kind of do this now, and I want to bring in, you know, lots of different energies and talk about different types of subjects and stuff. So I'm very excited about this. So I didn't have anything really planned for today. Part of this was a test to see how, you know, all of it would go, how it functions, you know, doing the blog talk. But it's also just a little bit just to kind of like, you know, see what's out there, you know, give it a little chat. In the future, we're going to have the opportunity for people to call in and actually ask questions, and we can respond to stuff. I tried to share it on Face today, and it didn't go through. And I'm going to try again, and hopefully, you know, we'll get a couple of people on, but it may not. If not, it'll just be archived where people can actually listen to it. So I hope they enjoy it. So, you know, both of us, Sharon and I, we're both, you know, into the cards, the psychic, you know, stuff, the mediumship, the spiritual aspects of, you know, divination and things like that. And so I'm going to ask like maybe a few questions. So, Sharon, what do you find to be the method or the tool that you like most in order that you use to connect to spirit? Like, what's your favorite tool?
Well, at one point, I thought I needed to use a pendulum. Another point, I thought I needed to use heart. But I kind of used my body as the dowsing tool to be able to pick up on people's energy. and kind of scan. I use a body scanning method where I start from the crown of the head, the crown chakra, and I work my way down and let the angels kind of guide me through where there's any blockage or stagnation going on, and usually emotions or feelings are attached to that to help me to assist the client in reaching whatever it is that's keeping them from expanding spiritually and moving forward and not being stuck in negative energy. So for me, I think more of the body scanning and using my own body to be able to douse and pick up information with the help of my angels and guides and that person's angels and guides.
Very cool, very cool. For myself, you know, I guess there's been so many tools, like you said. Like, I used to use runes originally, and, of course, big thing is tarot. Everybody loves the tarot. But I just kind of connect to spirit, you know. I open up to it, and I kind of just hear and see and feel things. So I guess, in a way, it comes through the body. It comes through the mind or the higher self. So, you know, that is the tool that's, I guess, that we most use. But the tarot and the runes, I also throw bones. They're tools that help guide the reading and guide, you know, the consultations. It lets you know that you're kind of on the right path, too. So I know a lot of people mm-hmm. are very interested in learning and opening up. And I get a lot of requests for, like, psychic development classes. We were just talking about this earlier. And, you know, mediumship yeah. and stuff like that. And I feel like one of the first best ways is to get, you know, well, meditation would be the first tool, you know, thing to use. You know, try to learn to meditate. A lot of people say that they have a hard time meditating, but, you know, they can't. Oh, there's somebody here. There's actually somebody here. I wonder if they're calling in. Let's see. I'm going to try it out. Hopefully it's okay. I'm going to put them on.
All
Hold
right.
on, Sharon.
Okay.
My name is Maya.
Oh, this is welcome. This is Psychic Luna. Have you called in? Hello?
Hello?
Hi, did you call in?
Yes, I was just listening.
Oh, sure. Did you have a question for us today?
It was just a psychic question, but nothing about whatever topic you had going on. Just more of a life question.
Well, first, what's your first name?
Gina.
Gina, nice to meet you. I'm Luna, and Sharon.
Nice to meet you too.
Another person.
Nice to meet you.
Okay. What's your question? Let's see if we can help you.
Okay. Well, I have a job offer that I'm supposed to start next Monday, and I'm not trying not to be so choosy because of the situation that I've been in for the last 2 years. So I know I need a job. But it's a long commute and the pay is not great. So, is this what spirit's leading me to, or something else will come in for me?
Well, you know, the thing that I'm getting is that it feels temporary. So if you choose to
yeah.
take it, it's more of a temporary position. I would use it,
mm-hmm.
you know, I always find that when you have a job, it's easier to get a job. So
mm-hmm.
if you take it and then keep looking, more than likely within a few months you'll find something more suitable. So that's what Spirit's guiding me to tell you. Sharon, what are you getting?
Yeah, I was feeling, when she was saying it, I heard Spirit saying, take it, take it. And it's not necessarily take it like this is the ultimate opportunity, because I continue to listen to you say that it's a long commute and it's not great pay. But sometimes
mm-hmm.
just taking the job, if you haven't been working for a while or you need a certain job, it shifts the energy to invite other jobs to become available, because it shifts
okay.
your whole mode. You get into the method of getting yourself ready for work, and that's how you can shift the energy some.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
So that's what I was thinking, like maybe, you know, it just, I know it's a stepping stone. I know that. It just, I'm just trying to find out how to juggle everything of what I have going on. So, I mean,
and the card,
you know,
I was going to say,
mm-hmm.
I'm shuffling through my cards, and assertiveness came up. stand up for your beliefs and only say yes if you really want to. So there might be some things that they may want you to do that you might not feel so confident or feel like you want to do for the rate of pay. Just be assertive and know what you want. Not necessarily say no to everything, because it's a lesson and you can get experience when you're at jobs that you don't think, but just learn to be. I don't know if you're assertive enough now or assertive person, but just learn to be assertive in your decision making.
Okay.
Yeah.
And the job is temporary as well, because it's through a staffing agency. And
okay.
It's with, yes, and I think it ends in like in May, but sometimes you can get picked up for the next season or something, the audit season. So that's why I was like, oh, it's good to get something when you don't have something for a long while. So that's how I was looking at it. But I thought maybe something else was just coming in that would have been,
closer. When you shift that energy, it'll help that to bring in other opportunities for you.
Absolutely.
Okay.
I think this is just a temporary thing, and it just kind of gets you back out there, you know, the energy flowing in a sense. So, you know, I feel financially things are also going to get better for you and your family. It seems like money's coming in but going out pretty quick. And this is a way to kind of just start building momentum. And I feel that this coming year, like now through 2018, money will start to grow. So keep a positive attitude. I think one of the best and most important things we can do, and we forget, is that what we think we attract. So if we think negatively, we're going to attract negative circumstances. But if we think positive, and it's such a simple thing, we get positive. I joke around all the time because I'm a big fan of George Lopez. And he had that show on ABC for a number of years, and he'd always get himself into these kind of like crazy things that he was doing. But he'd always say, I've got this. Like, he'd be like, I've got this. And he always ended up getting it. And that's what I always say. Even like when it's tight, when money's tight, when things are crazy, if you say, I've got this, spirit follows. And then they help you. And you can always ask the angels. You can ask, you know, the spirits, whether you believe in Jesus Christ or, you know, whatever it may be you believe in, you know, you can ask for that guidance and that help, and you will get it. So don't fear. I feel like things are changing for the better. You know, things are opening up for you this year.
Yeah.
Can I add some other things, too?
Okay.
Go ahead.
Okay, so when I pulled the assertiveness card, the vegetarian card jumped out, and then the third one was fun. So the vegetarian card says a new way of eating gives you more energy, greater health, clarity, and stronger manifestation abilities. So I don't know how your diet is now, if you're getting enough vegetables in, but that's something that they're calling for you. And then the sun card came up, S-O-N, as your son. I don't know if you have a son or if you're worried about a brother or someone that's like a son that's close to you, but it says your son is watched over and protected as he explores this world. So those are the three cards that I got for you.
I actually do have a son. That's the one that I kind of worry about because my oldest, when my daughter, she's old enough to be on her own for a couple of hours until I get home. She's in that middle school age, and like my son is in the elementary, so it's like, oh my gosh, I got to restructure everything before and after school. Money is tight. I'm like, oh my God, how am I going to do this? You know,
but you got it.
The kids are going to be okay. You know, kids are resilient, and you know, you'll have them at night. You can, you know, you'll figure it out. It'll be okay.
Okay.
And you're
so
not
that was,
alone.
Yeah, that was my main.
I feel like you're worried that you're alone. You're not alone. You do. There are people that are willing to help. You just may have to ask.
Okay. Yeah, I know. I have my previous my babysitter that I had for a while before I left the workforce, and she was my only help, and now I have to really start searching for someone else to you know, get my son, especially after school. I mean, I think before school, I think I can take him to school. It's just the after school care is the issue.
Right. Well, think of it as a temporary thing. And maybe then what you want to ask Spirit is to manifest the job that kind of maybe lets you out in the future so that you're able to get him. You know what I mean? Like it may be something that you want to pick him up. Sometimes even like the YMCA has after school programs that are very, very cheap. They're very reasonable. And some school districts offer like that kind of stuff. So you might be able to find something like that. I would look at different options and see. So, you know, because sometimes it's very inexpensive and, you know, instead of like losing the money, it's worth a little bit of money to pay them. But I really believe you're going to be okay. Can I ask you where you're calling from? What state are you in?
Georgia.
Georgia. Okay, I thought so because it comes up the area code, and I was like, that looks like a Georgia area code. Cool, very good. I'm so happy you called
me. Yes,
thank
I have a friend that lives in Georgia.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I live in the Atlanta area. So,
she's in Lasonia.
Oh, yeah, I'm close in that area. Well, I'm in the next county up. From that town.
I know Atlanta very well. I'm in North Carolina. One of my friends lives in Georgia, so I've been to Georgia a number of times. Yes.
Okay. Is
wonderful.
That, okay.
It's a
cool.
small world.
We appreciate you calling in.
I know. It is a small world, isn't it?
Yes. Thank you for calling.
Oh, thank you, lady.
And I will put if you join our radio show, the radio show is Dark Horse Metaphysical Musings. And we'll be doing regular things. You can call in. I'm going to have Sharon back. But if you need any information, we're both on Facebook. I'm Luna Hacker. If you look for Luna Hacker, L-U-N-A Hacker, H-A-C-K-E-R, I can put you in touch, Sharon. Sharon, tell her Sharon's Angelic Realms it is.
Yes, on Facebook I'm Sharon's Angelic Realms, and my website is www.sharonsangelicrealms.com.
Yes, you ever need us, so we're here. Thank you so much for calling.
I will. Thank you so much.
Listening
you take care.
You're welcome.
I will.
Bye.
That was wonderful to get a call and interact. Thank goodness I brought my card.
Wonderful. I really like that. That was really great. I don't want to disconnect her, so I'm trying to make sure. Gina, are you still there?
Yes.
No, I think. Oh, you are? Okay. I didn't want to disconnect you. I'm going to hang up, but I hope you can still keep listening in. I'm not sure how that works. All right, honey. Take care.
Okay.
Thank you.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Have a good day. Bye-bye.
You too.
We have to tell those who are listening, Happy Valentine's Day, too.
Yes, absolutely. Happy Valentine's Day. Someone else was calling in while we were speaking to Gina, but they got disconnected. So I hope if they still can, they can call back. It was also an out of state. It was actually a Connecticut number. So people are hearing us in places. It's interesting. So we were talking about tools, and here we just gave an example of how we use our tools.
Yes, that was perfect.
It was. So we, you know, Sharon grabbed some cards. She used her psychic abilities. I had used my psychic abilities, my intuition and stuff like that. It's an amazing thing. Mm-hmm. And, you know, one thing I want to say is we all have this gift. A lot of people ask me, they say, you know, it's a gift, it's special. And it is a gift, and it is special. But everybody has this opportunity, you know. Sometimes people go to psychics and mediums and they say, oh, no, you have to be born with a gift. I disagree. I was blessed and born with a gift, if you want to call it that. But you can learn this. You can absolutely open yourself to it. Everyone has the opportunity to do so if they choose to. Some people are afraid because their upbringing scares them about it. Some people are just nervous about it in general. But you know, if anybody wants to become or open more to psychic abilities, it's absolutely something that is possible for all of us. And again, like I was saying initially, the very first step to do that is meditation, connecting to the other side, you know, just spending time in that kind of thought. Sometimes getting, you know, healing treatments like Reiki, etheric surgery, things like that will also open you up more psychically. And practicing, getting a tool.
That's what I was going to say, is constant practice, practice, practice.
Right. You know, if you start out like yourself, like with a pendulum, that's a great, easy, that's the simplest tool to use in a sense, because it's giving you like a yes, no kind of an answer. So it's kind of like it's helping you talk to spirit without having to really understand, you know, such a depth of like a tarot or something like that. And it's an easy tool. So it's a great, that's a great first tool. I mean, and you can get, you can make a pendulum with a needle and a thread, or you can get as fancy a pendulum as you want, and they'll all do the same thing. You know, it's a way to
get yourself a string and a rock. Tie a rock on the end of the string. Something
it's
that's
true.
Weighted.
It's true. I've made pendulums with yarn and like putting a nut inside the yarn and wrapping up the yarn on it, and you've got yourself a pendulum.
Mm-hmm.
So you got tons of different ways, you know. You can make all, you can even take a ball of wax. Like it's just, it's just whatever you want to do. The, you know, so
I
using that
like,
is a great. Sorry?
I was going to say, I feel led in some ways to talk about astral travel a little bit, but I don't know if it'll be this call, but that's like something that's in my energy, because I feel like some people are probably having dreams and feeling like they're leaving their bodies or having these experiences that they think are dreams. Could you explain that to the listeners so they can kind of get a feel for what astral travel is like?
Oh, yeah. So what is astral travel? So astral travel is when your, I guess you could call it like your spirit, your body, you know, your soul in a sense, leaves your physical body and enters the astral realm, right? So you could be, you know, in a half sleep state. Some people do it while they're sleeping. Some people do it while they're awake. So it's basically you're in a trance-like state, and your physical body remains where it is. So if you're sitting in your kitchen in your chair, your physical body's there. But your spirit is now out in that plane, out in the universe, kind of looking and doing and seeing things that normally you would not be able to do, see, or feel. So you are really someone who is interested in doing a lot of astral traveling while awake. You tend to go and you tend to look in and check in on people. So maybe you can kind of explain the wake side of it, because a lot of us know about the sleep side, because it happens when you're sleeping sometimes automatically. But in the wake side, it's a little bit different. So how is that for you? What have you found it like?
So astral travel for me, it did start with me being in the sleeping state and doing healing circles and things of that nature, and working on total strangers that I don't know physically here in the present that I know of. And then it kind of expanded to me, you know, learning etheric surgery and teaching etheric surgery. But I also go as far as if someone lives in New York and I'm in North Carolina and I need to sit next to them or have a conversation with them or for them to feel a certain comfort, I can take and carry my spirit to where they're at while I'm wide awake. I've done it for people who are really sick. I have plans on doing it for my cousin who has anxiety when traveling on the plane. I told her I will sit next to her on the plane without being physically there. So it's been pretty neat to be able to use that ability to assist people. And if someone's going in for surgery, I'll call in the etheric team, and then I'll kind of stand by and watch and see what's going on and kind of hold that space for them. So it's pretty neat, and it's an honor to be able to have that gift.
It is. And that is, again, something that pretty much you can teach yourself. So astral travel is also known as astral projection. Some people may have heard it as that term. Also, people sometimes hear it as an out-of-body experience, or you'll hear the term OBE. And that is the same thing. So basically your body has, your physical body is where it is. It's remaining in the place that it was. But your soul, or that connection, has gone into the universe. It is, astral projection is a very occult idea. it's an idea that is very much, hypnotic, almost hallucinogenic like, because you're physically where you remain, but your mind and what you're seeing is really not where you're at. Honestly, their government has been said to use such things for psychic viewing and viewing other governments and stuff like that. So they have groups of people that do it. So this is something that actually has real uses. So it's an amazing topic. It's like rushing on it, but it happens. A lot of times people encounter it first when they're dreaming, and literally they like go to that plane and they might meet with somebody and have conversations with them. You know, a lot of times it happens for healing. Sometimes it happens where the person is still alive and they're meeting them and they're speaking to them,
mm-hmm.
and they're kind of dealing, and maybe they don't speak to them anymore in this life, but they're having that healing done on that plane. Occasionally it happens where, you know, I feel you're meeting the people, the dead, you know, you're communicating with the dead in some way. So there's a lot of ways and uses for it. So we've got about 3 minutes left. We're kind of winding down. It went so fast. That quick half hour.
Yes, it did.
Boy, mm-hmm. and this was our first time doing it, the first radio show. You know, Dark Horse was, I named it because Dark Horse, you know, you don't see a Dark Horse coming. It's about success. And I wish success for all my spiritual people out there. I wish success for all the people that are listening. It's something that we all need to do. We need to be more of a community, especially spiritual people. We need to help one another and lift each other up and, you know, and be loyal to one another and conscious of what we're doing, because we have to walk what we talk. And so what I want to do with this radio session that I'm going to be putting out is putting out information. I want to teach a little bit. I'm going to bring in people like Sharon and other people that are going to come in and give their opinion and maybe teach a little bit as well. So please stay tuned for that. You know, I'm going to try to post as much as I can and do it. You can follow. I'm going to have a Facebook page for this, and you can follow us. I'll have more information about that coming. You can follow me again at Luna Hacker at Facebook, and you can also find my website, lunaenchanted.com or heavenmoonenchantment.com. And you can find Sharon, and Sharon is in the North Carolina area. She has a website called, what is it, Sharon's Angelic Realms?
Yep, .com.
And she has her Facebook, Sharon's Angelic Realms. And her name is Sharon Forster, and she's got a lot of great information. And, you know, she'll be up in New York. If you're in New York, she'll be up this summer and doing some stuff up by me. And she's all around the South doing all sorts of fairs. So if you follow her, she might be in your area, and you can check her out in person and get a reading. Anything you want to share, Sharon? We got like a minute left.
I just wanted to call in a 20-second projection to those who are listening. I want to call on a soul alignment. And now I'm just calling in the living light blessing. And an added bonus, I want to call in divine willpower and the
Beautiful.
Universal law of forgiveness. And that goes out to everybody that was listening and that's on the call. Thank you.
Thank you for that. So a living light blessing is what it sounds like. It's a blessing. And Sharon does. So we got a minute left. And again, stay tuned for more. This is just the first show. We've got a lot coming. As I said, Sharon's going to be a regular. We've got a lot going to be going on. I've got some great people coming, great topics. We're still eyeing the kinks. I'm going to try to archive this show so that people can listen to it. And thank you to our caller, Gina, for calling in. It was very nice to meet you and to speak with you. And I wish you a very blessed evening. Happy Valentine's Day, and be safe. And hope to talk to you all soon. Thank you very much. And thank you again, Sharon, for being my co-host today.
Thank you for having me.
Have a great one, everybody. Bye.
Bye.